In Siman Nun Gimel Sif Hey, so we have this long list of different things we're looking for in a chazan. So it comes along Sif Hey and says we recognize that sometimes that's not shaykh. That we have difficulty finding somebody who has all of these attributes. So the Shulchan Aruch says you should pick the person who's best in the tzibur and good deeds. Okay, Hagor. In Hoyikan Am Oritz Zokain V'Kalu Noim V'Om Chafetzim Boy. You have an older person who's not knowledgeable. He's a bona fide Am Oritz, a nice voice, and the people want him. So the Ramah passes, the young man, the bar mitzvah boy, who is knowledgeable, takes precedence over the Amoritz, who's not knowledgeable, even though the Amoritz has a nicer voice. That's why they let me down with the Amoritz sometimes. Okay, Mishavra Aver Bishaga could go in Shaharga Nevish Bishkoga because of Bishuva,
but isn't the most crucial thing, it has to be Marutz Lakol, isn't that the primary consideration?
No, we say the primary consideration is that you should take the person who's the Shulchan Aruch says the primary consideration is Chochma Masim Tovim.
Where did I see? Maybe it's in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that this is that you know there's a list of things and then he says ultimately the most important, maybe I saw it in Kitzer.
Okay.
But the most important thing is that at the end of the day he has to be Marutz Lakol.
That's clear. If he's not Marutz Lakol,
how's a 13-year-old kid going to be more Marutz Lakol than an adult? I mean, if they like the adult, I mean, how could that be?
And I'd say it's more Marutz Lakol. If he's not Marutz Lakol, then you can't use him. Uh-huh. People don't refuse to use him, then you can't use him.
Uh-huh.
But we tell him, listen, this is the halacha. So if you want to refuse, you're refusing the halacha. So they'll say, okay, I understand that you shouldn't refuse. The Ein Marutz Lakol means the person, the Kol refuses to use it. You know, they'll walk out of he's the chal.
Oh,
you know?
That's what it means.
You know, Ein Marutz Lakol, right. Okay, you know, you have a guy who's he fights with people and he's, you know, whatever, so nobody likes him, you know, so that's an emergency call.
Okay.
Misha Rever Beshurge could go in Shinarga Nefesh Beshgoga because of Chuba. He did a very Beshurge and he's done Chuba, you know, so terrible Rever. Example which he gives over here is he was Harg Nefesh. Since he's done Chuba, he can be the Shlech, he can be the Shats. I've also been amazed, Loy. Even though he's done tshuva, when we come welcome, yotzalav shem ra kadem tshuva. Because he said before that the definition, one of the things he said was that a person who's yotzalav shem ra, if he'll be yodusoy, he can't represent the tzibur. So that applies over here in that situation. Okay. Tehem shabur yud tes. Who kadem? I feel yoshlech tzibur kavuah. Now he does add it, talking about that he has to be that we know that he's an adult. The fact that he's 13 and we don't know that he's an adult, you know, we just assume that that's probably something like Mr. Burr saying that that's not enough to be a shtech tzibur kavua. Okay. Then he said, a person who was harig nevish b'shogeg in tshuva mutal liyoshat stol mikri ain pirka noa al dafka shoyim muad lasis to warm shenim mugadim. He did that intentionally. He was known to be a problematic person, so that person can't be represented the tzibur. But misha bol liyoda b'shigas from
ha'isav mischar. What does pirka noa mean?
We said before that he has to be that he has his there should be a shame ra. That's you know. Mm-hmm. So. His reputation is good, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one person who's muad lasis tvorim shenim hugonim. He's been established. That's what he does. He does improper things. You know, he's done tshuva since then. But once he's had that status, we can't use him as a shatz. We should be able to the shigas ma'isel mischarit to raise the tzadik gomer the chol the word but to the manos the chachil of the sheikh tzibur. Okay. However, if he did it b'meizid chaf aleph, lav dafka horag, so now you could understand that in a meizid is in conjunction with the terrible aveira of Ritzicha, and meizid, he's out. Let's see the meizid that other aveiras were meizid. So what about that? So Mishra says that's also a problem. Tudin shar aveiras, k'liyel b'siftal, d'be'inah shalayotzal v'shem ra'afil v'yaldusa, b'kei kosa b'chol b'feirish. So that if he was known that he made it, he went and did improper actions, whatever they were, and that's been established, that's the way he is. We even though he's done tshuva, he shouldn't be the person who represents the tzibur. Okay, because mechamachim yotzal of shema alkadim matshuva. I know Magen Rum shehebi b'shem harbav is going to fill up amazed. The Magen Rum brings the people who disagree. Say even in the case a person did him amazed, call sheshav shirli yoshliach tzibur kavua. Once he's done tshuva, he could be a shliach tzibur. We said before there can't be a yotzal of shemra, which the Shulchan Aruch quoted in Sifta Aleph, and that's a Gemara in Tainus. It's a Gemara. So, like, you know, how do you get around a Gemara? He says, no. So the pshat like this. Over there, today's what we're talking about over there was that there was a specific difficulty that the tzibur was facing. There was a drought, or there was a megefa, and they declared a tainus for that specific incident, that problem. There, the person, on your point, cannot be somebody who's had even under these emergency situations that Kleisel is in danger. You cannot appoint somebody who has any element of pagam even earlier on, because you need to put a pure person up there to represent you to get over this terrible situation. Mm-hmm. But the standard day, dafkin tanasibur mechrin and shloyotzal of shem rafil min yadusa leyoshech tzibur kavua l'sharim osheshana butalmanos afil lechachilu. So Magen Rum brings many poskim disagree with this Ramah. So even though they did it b'mezid, kol sheshav b'tshuva, he could be appointed the shliach tzibur. Because the heavy apriim gadol b'shem eliyahu rabba l'halacha, and the rabba agrees with that halacha l'maisa.
But if he's a kohen, he can duchen, right? If he killed somebody,
that's by killing, correct. That's a specific issue with Yudechem domi moleu pasuk.
That was talking about kahanim.
No, but the nobi describes the act of ritzicha as such. So since Mirchus kahanim is told in the hands, so we can't use him.
Oh, because Yudechem, oh.
Right? So that's a specific issue over there. Kosev el yirab, the miyamin the rama kaponim yesh ta'achmad ladun kedintanius. Even if we'll take this point that the Magen Rum is saying, the difference between the tanah sibur and the rest of the other, and not that situation, but Yom Neroyim is more parallel to the Tanah Tzibur. It's a time of an emergency for Klal Yisrael. Mm-hmm. So it's a time of din. The Bam is a feel of Bishayim Asashon, Yesh Bizahar B'day Yisrael Apayskim. Because the truth is, even the rest of the year is not so pashit. So Yom Neroyim, at least we should be mach. V'chozah ha'im shalomano selachachila, abo ein l'salkan selachulyama im shal b'tshuva. This the whole discussion here was what may you appoint him l'chadchila. If you appoint him and you found out that there's an issue, you would not, since he's done tshuva, you cannot take him away. Okay, now sheikh tzibur shahitzi pomim rabbis trefis mitachos yodai. So he's the butcher in town, or he's the sheikh in town, and he's, you know, he's allowed trefis through. Msakanos ha-mishatzi loses his job as the shatz as well. The shuv daninan. The fact that it's happened multiple times, we don't say that it's considered he made a mistake. You make a mistake once, twice. You make a mistake multiple times, that means you're careless. I mean, you don't care. So that's a form of amazing. The mistabek that Philip Hamamachas you do kemezid. Maybe even one time you might have a din of amazed. But if he's clearly truly done tshuva on that situation, so like we said, once he doesn't lose his position under those circumstances.
How do you do tshuva for something like that? It's basically, do you consider that if you sold treifus to people, is that just bein adam lamakom, or isn't that bein adam lachavero as well?
Well, there is. It's you can't take back what you've done to the tzibur, but you can try and be mezakeh.
But then you should have to ask for mechila for every single person that you sold meat to. No, if not, what's the tshuva worth? If you were machal people treifus, don't you have to halachically, if you really are serious about tshuva, to go to everybody that you know that you sold meat to and ask them for mechila separately?
I would imagine you do, but I'm not sure that that's Ma'akav over here.
Uh-huh.
In other words, that's in Shemayim. They're not gonna take away his punishment because the people haven't been meichel him. In regards to the status of the person as a tzaddik versus a rasha, there's a diak. I remember who says it. I'm able to remember the person who said it will come to me. The Rambam has this whole list of things you need to be able to consider doing tshuva, etc. So one of the kashas on the Rambam is because the Mark Tadushin says that if a person is Makadosh and Isha, Manashi Tzadik Gomer, your chasha, even though he's a Russia, he's a known in Russia, your chasha is first Kadushin, maybe he's Mahar B'tshuva. Shkoyach Mahar B'tshuva. But the Rambam has this whole list of things you have to do to be able to fulfill the obligations of tshuva. So you see that there's might be different criteria for what we need for different things. The fact that he's Mahar B'tshuva, if he had he truly been Mahar B'tshuva, decided he's not going to do it anymore,
mm-hmm.
even though he hasn't said the Vidu, and he hasn't, Mephayis, whatever he hasn't mm-hmm. done, in some sense he's called a tzaddik still.
Oh.
So I'm not sure that you know, over here what the criteria mm-hmm. is. Okay. Sif Vav. Again, we're talking about shliach tzibur kavua. That a person can't be the representative of the tzibur kavua. Elamishin ismal is coming. He's reached the point where he's already has the full beard. And they kavua tzibur. Otherwise, they're putting on a young guy. Like, represent that to me. There's a little kid over there. What's going on? You know. Alak roy. But that's only. But that's kavias. But occasionally, mishahevish teisaris yuchol erev lifnei ateva. Once he's an adult, halachic adult, so he's able to daven for the yamin.
He has to have a beard, or has the capability of growing one.
Pashtus, the pashtus capability is sufficient.
Uh-huh.
That he can't set up a regular basis where he takes over from the Shia Sibra. They would have Shia Sibra Kavua. And once in a while, he can learn from the Yom, like everybody else. It's set up, you know, you're my established substitute. So that's also a form of a minui, that he became my one on the tzibur, and that's not a covenant tzibur. Chaf gimel ha-tzibur. Ve'en tzibur yechalim limchol al-kavoydem b'zeh. So the tzibur says, we're moichol. Says it doesn't work. The one exception possibly is, you know, if you have a tzibur, which they're all very young, you know, you have a yeshiva, you know, out in community X, the average age of the bachur is between ages 14 to 18, so the vast majority of them are not in Ismail's Kana. So it might be a different story. But in general, once you have a real mechubad like a tzibur and Klai Yisrael, the Chazal were kaveya, this is the definition of the level of kavod, they can't be moved out to the kavod of Klai Yisrael, because they said, we don't mind, doesn't help. Okay. Bakrai calls them b'shayim as Hashana. Alba b'tainiyos b'rosh Hashana b'mikipur. I feel bakrai ain maridin lemiyishloni smalus kano. But on the tainiyos sibur and the yom neroyim, even just a cry, he should take over one time that you don't do. Gamze ain hakol afila yede mechilas atzibur, and the mechilas atzibur can't top of that either. Then he's all done with mishahevi shesaris. Now, that's all lashon the Shulchan Aruch was two saris. Sometimes saris can actually develop before the age of 13. But Halacha says that those saris are not considered true saris for this purpose. So Mishabura says, before 13 years old, the saris don't count. Now, when he says you need saris, do we have to check, or can you assume there's a halachic assumption when a child reaches the age of majority, so we assume that he has physical maturity as well. So I remember when Rambam Shikas the Medina Stama Ein Lutzarch Lid Dagakar Asaris Bezev that the Bedavrish the Rabbanon is leading Basar Ruba Shem Aviyim Shtei Saris Bois Asman. So we have an assumption that the Rav tells me that they probably were physically mature at that point in time also. for the, and tefillah b'tzibur. So the act of being moitz the tzibur is all set up on the rabbanon level. It's not the rice of the kedit. It's the rabbanon the kedit. But for gadol shekasa, the rabbi must serve till the rice. He also the shatz b'zel hoitzi they chaver tefillah ashenedet b'vara shemi sheisar b'zayin shom. So I think we mentioned this before by Hilchotzitzes that halachic assumption that a child at the age of 13, once he reaches the age of halach, the age of halachic maturity, we assume that he has the physical attributes of maturity, doesn't work for the din of the rice, it only works for the din of the rabbanon. So if the shatz is not just kadav for the omer, he's going to actually be moitzi people. There are the people who are in the tzibur which are not familiar with haladav, and they're going to listen to him and be yotze with him. So he's being moitzi them in tefillah. So it's tefillah chi of the raisa, chi of the rabbanon. The Rambam learns that tefillah, every single tefillah b'chol yom is in the raisa. The Rambam disagrees and says there's no mitzvah to daven daily, the raisa. It's in the rabbanon. The mitzvah of the raisa is the daven when a person has a need. So that might be more than once a day. It might be many times a day. It might be once a week. You know, depending on if the person has a specific need, which he needs to see the Kaddish Baruch Hu, that he has a chi of the daven. But the concept that there's a daily chi of the daven, the Raisa, according to the Rambam, there is. According to the Rambam, there's not. So according to the Rambam, if this Shliach Tzibur is going to be being Moitzi the Tzibur and the Chi of Tefillah, they're going to be listening to him and being Yotzi Tefillah with that, because the Amaratzim. So now you have a Shalom with the Raisa. You cannot rely on the assumption, halachic assumption by the Raisa. You'd have to check to make sure that he has physical maturity.
And would it work for Mincha?
According to the Rambam, yes, theoretically we would differentiate with, well, unless you had a person which you're afraid that didn't daven chakras, then he's being yotze by mincha.
When Mishmala is a kano, what age is that approximately?
18, 20. Some people are younger than that. As well as kano, like the beard is, you know, you have a full, you know, the beard is, you know, suppose the little kid starts, it's a little bit here, a little bit there, and the beard is filled in. And, a full beard. Okay. So he can't, we say he's allowed to do Bakra Ba'alma, but he can't even do what seems to be irregularly, but really it's set up as specific times. That's not acceptable. You do him. Zahavi kviyas lo'iso itim. Because that's vital, he's called the Kavua, that every fourth week, when the chazan goes away, he takes over. So if there wouldn't be arrangement, it just happens to be what he does, it's called a gray. If they make that arrangement, that's called a kavua, and that's not acceptable. Now, ve'im b'chaz e'imenuhu ha'kol sh'iyah hu mukhan l'ispalim n'tfamim o'iyah ha'chazim b'es ha'knesses sh'yam adzeh l'ispalim. E'im adzeh sh'klau. The kviyasa was that they had an arrangement that the chazan would be away every fourth week, and he takes over. So that's, he has a set time that he davens. But if the pshat is, he has no set time, but he's always available just in case. So, which might be he'll never daven, might be he'll daven. You know, that's not called a kviyasa anymore. The emes amikri kabua, kimet efshar shal yovel l'deikach, it might never happen. L'yos rekua elalitim yiduim shabayisro eis hu kabua bavare. So the Taz says that makes this deal, because it's only if there's a specific time which he's set for. It means in the original arrangement, they said, listen, the chazan's going to be away every third week. You have to cover for him. Bachli Rabba Cholkim, the Gamma Zenikri Kabul, the Mikri Akral, the Kishlon Musman al Kholiker. And the Bach and the Rabba, like I told you, they learn, like I told you when we're learning the Sif. Anytime that he's appointed, even if the appointment is to cover just in case, that's also called an appointment, and that's also not acceptable. Okay. The Bir Alocha says that which we allow to put this young man up there, Bakrai, it's some of the, you don't have another option. And he starts off with, I'm Baran, Zhakosa Dafka B'Shein Shem Elohu, he's the only other option. Chenis V'Kedush Ramban. However, B'Shar Rishonim is cured of Rezebi. The other Rishonim do not make that condition that you'll call and use the young man if you don't have another option. Yeah. Okay. Take a look at the Bir Alocha Yuchel Leirid. Because we're going to Simon Kuflam Beit, the feeling who Ovel, well, Yair Lathnei Teva Bekeva Im Lo Nismal Zekonei. The boy's an Ovel. The young man is 13 years old, 14 years old, and became an Ovel for his parents. He cannot daven for the tefillah of Bekriyas even though he's an oval, if it's not lo, if it's lo nismal as a kohen, right? Zog the mishabura, but nearly the linyan tefilas arbis yesh or the beir locha, the linyan tefilas arbis yesh lahalka tefila bekeva. So I machzira not tefila rak shomer kadosh aboruchu. This Ramalun to this halacha is all talking about being the sheikh sibra to be your lithnei ateva, which means chazaras shats, but or kedusha, but for kadosh and baruch, which is called priest al hashma, that even there's no requirement of nitzma al zakonu. So Marav, you don't have a chazaras shats, so you can argue even that there is no problem the chalchila according to the Rambam of using such an age, such a person. So therefore, by Marav, we can be makel.
First, the thing you read before the Be'er
Halach. The first, the Be'er Halach Alba cried.
No.
Yeah. Kama Shekos to Lech Hamisha, the Asar Rambam, Ein Mechalak Ben Kehebel Arroy. Rak, Kama Shek Savnu. Chi Kos to Bechodesh, 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 Yaakov, Asar Rambam, Sosish Kain Kos to Kam Kendas Ba'al Lochus Kedoylus. Now, we got me some moichel matzibur. Furthermore, he argues that the tzibur will be moichel to let this person down for the yamid. Even though we pass him before, you can't be moichel. There is a sheet of shem hold you could be moichel. So we're going to combine the fact that the time of the tzibur is moichel, but the fact that according to the Rambam is mechal on an iser and let him down for the yamid by marv. Bikvias.
What's shin gimel?
Shulte gibarim.
Shin gimel.
Shin gimel. Okay. Sif Zion, im ein shom mish yedei liyos shliach tzibur ki im ben yugim shana b'yamechod. Well, this we say we can't use a young man regularly, but if he's only option, so mutav shi yihei hu shliach tzibur mish yibot lili nishmaya kedusha v'kadosh. We don't use a man, you know, your gimel. So that obviously that's not the point. The point in that situation you would use it. Ches mi sheino bal zokon doesn't actually have a beard. He's reached the age where most people at that point in time would have a full beard. Nismalas kona kriyan bay, he's considered nismalas kona. Even though he's not growing a beard for every reason, but he's 20 years old, he can be the shots. And if he does have a beard from the age of 18 and up already, he's considered that he's reached that point. He ties into the next sif. What's the next sif? Sif test. Saris, Yeshur Mishamutal and Anasa Imubat Ben Esther. So a person is a saris, which means he has physical impediments of developing all of his male features because he has some type of illness. So he's infertile, that's why he's called a sris. But with that comes, he doesn't grow a beard normally. The hormones which address one address the other. So he's not going to be growing a beard. He doesn't grow the signs of physical maturity necessarily of growing hair in Isamakam. So what can he be a sheikh tzibur? So if we have the signs that he's a sris, there's certain simonim that a person's a sris. If he has those signs, he's an adult. A sris is an adult. He doesn't reach physical maturity through bringing the regular simonim because he can't do that. He has simonim sris. He's an adult. If he has neither, right? If he has neither, he doesn't produce the simonim of a sris or the physical simonim of hair, etc. So then the law is he's katan until the age of Roim Shanim, until he reaches the age of 35 in one day. So then he's, the average person lives to be 70s, he's passed the majority of his life, so he has a little bit of a gadol. But if he has somebody serious, he's a gadol even before, from the age of 20 and onwards. Okay, Chav Ches, Sris. Hanashanir by somebody serious, he has the indicators which indicate that he's a Sris. Dilav Hochi, it doesn't have the physical maturity of hair. the Reis of Malkum. He doesn't have Simon Yisrael, so he's a Katan. But Shekosu is a Simon Nun Hei Yisuf Hei. And Shem HaShabur. He says that besides the adult issue, you have the Gnai issue. Because he'll, part of the Chazal types up one of the elements of Shleimus is the, having the beard. And this person will never have the beard. So they type that that's part of the covenant seer. The person looks like he's that has that maturity to him. He won't be able to fill that role. Ben Esrim, the kind of feeling the kaidim, but by Sirius the luck is without Cyrus, Simone Sirius don't make him a gadol until he reaches the age of 20. Feeling there by Simone Sirius, Lavakila Yukhaliya Shat, I feel a cry, the dying who caught it. So but once he reaches the age of 20, even though he doesn't have a beard, since he has Simone Sirius, and he, when he reaches the age of 20, he's a gadol, so he can daven. Okay. We can find some way to sort of explain what they're doing. However, so they have this interesting minhag in these places that a cotton would daven for the yomid Motzei Shabbos. So, but if, you don't, if that custom is not where you are, that's the Ramah, so we're not going to allow that. In a case where you're going to daven, let's say you, it's summertime, you're making early Shabbos, and you have a bocher who's going to turn 13 on Shabbos. He can't daven for the Omid on Erev Shabbos because it's still he's not a gadol yet. He'll turn a gadol by, you know, Shkia, Tzeis, whoever you figure out, but not now, even though he's making early Shabbos, but that doesn't make him into a gadol. So the Mishnah Berurah Lama, Tefil Sarvis. So why do they do that? The fisha and matzian as a rabbi yedei chavos. And first of all, the cotton is not being matzian anybody. So that comes out Friday night, the moshul, which we have magen avos, which is a form of a chazaras hashatz. So then, obviously, the cotton couldn't daven. But by marav in general, there's no act of being matzian anybody. And in a machzirin as a tefila, they don't do chazaras hashatz. Rashi and baruchu v'kaddish. So the Beis Yosef says we have to figure out a way to explain this minig. So, you know, he says, listen, saying Kaddish, Kaddish can say Kaddish. Kaddim say Kaddish all the time. The person's a Kaddish Yosef and he says a Kaddish. He's not a Gadol, so that works. Baruch Hu, we find that a Kaddim gets an Aliyah from after, a Kaddim gets an Aliyah from after. He says Baruch Hu. So he can say Baruch Hu. So Baruch Hu can say, Kaddish can say. He's not going to say anybody anywhere. Okay, well, fine. But that's the Hezbollah. Zogt Mr. Peru, because the Nidchal Grakel came a minute ago, who bought the server, then Nochal Chilos is came. Even though Beis Yosef comes up with multiple explanations, he doesn't hold like it either. He's just trying to be Masber. There is such a minute, he would like to explain it. He himself holds you shouldn't do that. So they dam for them in Marbet Matzisha Bosses, who are then Arbis the Chol, Shaminik Shalago Bosses, and Makamas Hoyabim Matzisha Shabbos. There's no difference between Matzisha Shabbos and Tuesday night either, really. It happened to be the minhag was Motzei Shabbos. But you shouldn't let the katan do it. If there's no such a minhag, don't do it. Because of the baruch hu. So it's kaddish. We allow the katan to take kaddish. That which the katan says baruch hu. Is he's telling the tzibur what to say baruch hu, that should be done by gadol. What then shall yifris al shema the mishal loyshama shema baruch hu b'shachris? As baruch hu nami mitzvah call the tzibur loyshama b'shachris v'arvis katan enochai b'ematziyam yod. So baruch hu was a chiyuv and the tzibur to hear. So he's being moed to them as it were for the chiyuv. Well, he can't do that. He's a katan. Lamed gimel. In case they made early Shabbos, he can't daven for the Yomim. They're dying. What's the learner? The Makabah Shinogah, the Spalas of Shabbos, the Arab Shabbos, Mibod Yom, Mishim to Seba Shabbos, they were daven early. When it's still daylight, become welcome, Harei Adayin, Lo Nishimu Lo Yergimushan Adel Shabbos, but he's not an adult yet. Might have Kedusha Shabbos, but it's not Shabbos, it's not the day on the calendar yet. Tashem Shabbos, and a more linen Shnois Yimeyanar. Tashem Shabbos has some halachic ramifications, the Gabi Kedusha Shabbos, etc., but it's still not that day yet. Other halachas in regards to a woman going to the mikveh, etc., you know, they made early Shabbos, but that's very nice, but her 7 clean days aren't over yet, or she make a bedikah then, and a bedikah, but, you know, whatever the situation might be. Now, I mean, it's probably belaylo arvis achras hitzikachovim, mutalir the fnate, but if they wait till it says, let them not for the omen. Now, what's Mr. Brewer addressing? Because we have a general phrase in Shas, Yergim Hashanah B'Yamechot. Well, it's not Yamechot yet. It's Yergim Hashanah, but he doesn't have the Yamechot. Mashom B'chol Mokom, Yergim Hashanah B'Yamechot. Let's just talk Yamechot, Yoytzer. We don't need, it's not 13 years plus one more day. You need 13 complete years from the day he was born till this day. The fuke chesed makes a shows. How many abed kills a lot and the smell of shalosh of habigod. Feel not by your Rosh Hashanah, cut him in his moshes, nasa bar mitzvah with chilas leo Rosh Hashanah shanas yodal. So the truth is, the point is, see, he was born on the 15th of Cheshvan at 5 minutes before Shkia. So if you want to do your math, so we say the 15th of Cheshvan, he's ready. He's in his 14th year already, because he finished his 13th year on the 14th of Cheshvan. Well, not really. He only had, because the first day was only 5 minutes long for him. Saying that, he's saying that we say Yom Echad means that once he's into the next year, we count day one that he was born for 5 minutes on the 15th of Cheshvan 13 years ago. That's day one. And that's all you need. You don't need more than that. Fine. Now the Mishabura is stressing this because the Shari Tshuva brings a shita which holds that Yom Echad means Yom Echad Mamash. In other words, he holds you need 13 years and one day, or not the Shari Tshuva, the Ber Heitev. The Ber Heitev quotes over here in Sukkot and Yud Gimel. So we quote over Shubas Mari Brona. So he holds you need 13 years plus one more day before he has it of a gadol. So Mishra Brura is pointing out we don't pass him like that sheet. Mari Brona was one of the Rishonim. In this point, we don't pass him like that. Well, the very early Akhrenim. The Mahari Bruna is one of the Gedolim, the earlier Achronim, or later Rishonim. Okay. Yod Aleph. Okay. Shnei Tzibur Shemarach B'Tvilosa Kedei Sheyishmu Karlo Orev. He likes davening a long davening because people should hear his beautiful voice. He has a beautiful, nice, pleasant voice. Now, Imhu machma shesamech b'liboy asher noisin hoydol Hashem yisborach b'ne'ima. It's an opportunity to express the beautiful covenant of Kadosh Baruch Hu with his nice voice, and that's what he's thinking. Tavala bracha, who she spelled with kavod rosh v'ayim be'ayim be'yir. Obviously, he has to stand there with the true awe of his position. Avim mechavim l'hashmiya karloi b'samech b'karloi. He wants people to know how beautiful his voice is. That's his goal. Reizim aguna. And even in the first situation, you have to keep in mind the Terechat Tzibur. You know, Sheikh Sieber, me shigesh le kol noyim, you're running like a Rishborach b'lo sharen on us. Okay? So, he should use his beautiful voice. The Rishon gave him a beautiful voice to, as a way to arouse and inspire the Tzibur with his beautiful voice to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I once was listening to a tape. So, Rishon Wilson, the Mashkiach, in the Tarbet Das, besides, he's in the Shiva, he has his shul, he has the Munus Yisrael. So the people that are out there, they're working, etc. But he really, you know, he constantly is, you know, pushing them. So he has Mav Malchus for Chizuk on a regular basis. This parsha's told us, I got a tape of it, and he was talking about the fact that the people in the shul have beautiful voices. They don't like davening for the Amid. So they said, so he told two stories. He said, you know, there's, you know, in Yiddish, the word for a person who's hoarse is he's Hezerik. So Hezrik stands for Hashem Zorak. Hey Zorak, I'm worried about myself, not about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like, you know, we always got done for the Yabbat. So he said over a mice that, you know, many, he says most people nowadays, Pidariza, most people nowadays are Gagulim. The person comes back and says, Gilgul, he's given tools to address and be Mesakan, whatever his constraints were. So he says the person was given a beautiful voice, which can be used to inspire and arouse the people to Avodas Hashem, that's part of his tikkun. So he doesn't use it for that purpose. It's Yitachon that he didn't fulfill his purpose and he'll have to come back on a Gilgul again. Then he started talking about that not every Gilgul gets a chance to come back a second time. And he started quoting Mises with tikkunim with Chedush HaRim and Mises. So he says a Mises with Chedush HaRim. I don't think about tikkunim, you know, tikkunim neshamas. But the Chedush HaRim was no Isaac. There was a Shamas which after the Nifter weren't able to go into Mokum. The Shamas would be Isaac, Alpikabala, with Tikkun Neshamas for these people to be able to go to their Mokum. So one of the Chassidim was one time, he used to do it Arab Shabbos after Chatzos, like it's a Zman of a Tikkun for the Neshamas. So he once hears the Chedush HaRim like bawling out an Neshama. How you talking that you came late to your Tikkun? He says, and the reason the Chedush HaRim is said, you know, that you came late, I can't help you. So he said, first of all, how's the shaykh that the Neshama could come late? He says, the Neshama can't fix whatever. If he came late, then Olam Hazeh to an Yonam of Kedusha, the Yonam of your mitzvah, said that he can't change after he's nifter, so he'll come later to stick it over there also. He says,
what?
At Yidua, that tikkunim, sometimes the only a tikkun for a neshama can be done only by a specific person. So the Chedush HaRim bawled out this neshama for coming late. That Shabbos, the Chedush HaRim was nifter. So if you talk on the neshama, never got its tikkun because it came late. So he was going on and on and on. This is like really scary shmooze. Gitzer, if you have a nice voice, shoot on for the helmet. That was the bottom line.
Tikkun
Neshamos can only be done. It's a concept.
The rest of shmooze was all on these Tikkun Neshamos stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's big on that stuff. Always was.
So, it was like pretty spooky. Okay. So he should use it to sing the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They shouldn't use it for, you know, becoming an opera singer. I mean, they shouldn't use it because he likes, you know, walking around, you know, singing. New point that the person has, they had spittoons. You make sure that you should be a little clean when you daven. If he's doing it because he wants to show off his beautiful voice, his maguna. He went out to be killed. Omer Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, Ochi Mipnei Ma Ani Yotze LeHoreg. So he said, "Why did I deserve to have this horrible death?" Omer Lo Shema Ha'isa Dorish Berabim. You were giving a shir. B'somach Libcho V'nez Nes V'dim Tari. You enjoyed that everybody's coming to listen to you. You had a noah for the covet, right? So you took benefit from the Bereshim's Torah. Well, yes, I deserve that. That's so. I deserve. I'm happy with my punishment. Hatzibur, call some yam shoshlam a simen nun. Also, laharich shall be rotzen a kohal. If you live a Shabbos yomtiv, you can't be marich even on Shabbos yomtiv, which you're not such a rosh. And even though he's not doing it because he wants to open his voice, but if the tzibur is not merutza, you can't do it. Our rutzin call yosim edayim gan. Even so, don't go too long. Kainzel lo mechetzel Hashem lo mechetzel lachem. Shabbos is supposed to be spent, and yontov is supposed to be spent half for Hashem and half for you. And what is this? It's not doing more mitzvahs because of it. You're enjoying the beautiful sound. It's not the person not getting his own personal benefit out of it. So what is it? That's what he says. His voice, he lost his voice. He had a beautiful voice, and he gets older. His voice aged, and it's not so good anymore. Okay. It's very, very, it's a broken voice. It's a puzzle. Then you have a right to stop him. Kayan goes first. Kayan, if everything else being equal, Kayan before Levi, Levi before Yisrael. Okay.